President Trump has signed legislation that permanently reauthorizes a program that helps buy bulletproof vests for police officers. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy came up with the program after four officers were killed in 1997. President Trump is mulling pardons. He's saying that he's going to hold off on making decisions about pardons for American troops that were accused by the military of war crimes.
It's a little bit controversial. It's very possible that I'll let the trials go on and I'll make my decision after the trial.
The most prominent of those, Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher. He's set to stand trial for shooting unarmed civilians and killing an enemy prisoner in Iraq. Presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg served in Afghanistan as a naval reservist.
It's disgusting. An affront to the basic idea of good order and discipline and the very thing that we believe we're putting our lives on the line to defend.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
More than 2 weeks ago, Hawaii physical therapist Amanda Eller went hiking in a forest preserve on Maui, and she disappeared. On Friday, a helicopter rescue crew checked a steep ravine near a waterfall, and they found her alive. Her mother, Julia, is overwhelmed and grateful.
Our daughter has come home to us and in a wonderful condition.
Despite having a broken leg, Eller managed to find berries to eat, and she slept in wild boar nests at night to stay warm. Climbers hoping to scale Mount Everest have not been so lucky. Three more of them died there last week, and past Everest climber Alan Arquette says they weren't ready for the challenge.
We have too many people that lack the experience to be on that mountain. In my opinion, people should climb another 8,000-meter mountain, the lower one, before they attempt Everest to see how their body performs at altitude.
He says of the 10 people that died, 6 of them succumbed to some form of altitude sickness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
An opinion poll published by The Times in London is suggesting the former British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson as one of the favorites to replace Theresa May. John Clements reports.
The flamboyant Boris Johnson is the favorite among party activists to replace Theresa May, who resigned over Great Britain's plan to exit the European Union. Her emotional resignation surprised many, but not all.
I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
More than a dozen others are expected to battle for her position in a political struggle that'll last at least 2 months. I'm John Clemens.
Rolling Thunder is all set to be retired. It's taking its final ride this weekend. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The decades-long tradition of a Memorial Day weekend demonstration of motorcycles roaring through Washington, D.C. will end with this year's Rolling Thunder. Former Army Sergeant Artie Miller, an executive director of Rolling Thunder, says they're tired of the harassment they're getting from Washington, D.C., but these riders say they'll miss the tradition.
It's all about, you know, what America stands for.
It's incredibly special and emotional and again, a great reminder for us every year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.